those of you that know me well will know that it's not often I am stuck for words, but today I am just totally blown away. That's the only way I can describe it. I don't know whether any of you will remember, but a few weeks ago I mentioned that Jack had given me a book, which was What's Thou Up To? By the author Martin Johnson, who was an ex-bobby in Yorkshire. And there's then a sequel called What's Thou Up To Now, which, again, I read. And I put it on Facebook because I particularly liked these books. Martin writes about being in Sheffield and Barnsley and them kind of places in the 60s, when the steel industry was at its height. And these books contain various different stories from when he was 19 to, you know, through his policing days, etc. Some of them have you absolutely rolling around the floor laughing. Some of them have you crying. And you can tell when you read the book that this guy is just an ordinary fella, just like me and you. And that's what makes the books particularly special. And he's actually reading them himself on the audio. So once I'd read these books, for the first time ever, I thought to myself, do you know what? I'd actually quite like to contact the author and say how much I enjoyed them. So off I went onto Google and put Martin Johnson in, and spelt Martin in the classic way with an I, not realising that he spelt it differently. And of course, Amazon and all those websites and things came up, but nothing really with an email address or anything like that on that I could contact him. So for a while, I gave up the idea and whatever. And then I was speaking to Jack earlier on this week, and I said, right, here's a challenge for you. I want you to see if you can find me, if Martin Johnson has a website. So Jack goes on Google, and for some reason, he finds it. And we discover that Martin is spelt with a Y. So from there, I was then able to find out who the publisher was. And from there, I was then able to ring up the publishing company and ask, basically, sorry to, ask a silly question, but could you tell me how I go about emailing an author, please? And so they said, well, you send an email to this lady and she'll forward it on to, forward it on for you. So I did. And I basically said about that, Jack and I were both blind and we really enjoyed the books, and mentioned some of the stories in them that we liked and you know, that we'd really enjoyed it, etc., etc. And then I said, I've never written anything big myself, just the odd magazine article here and there. And I sent him one that I'd written about raising Alice as a puppy, and said, any negative or positive feedback, would be greatly welcome. But I've been asked to write a follow-up article, but I'm not sure about it. And what do you think? And, I'm sure you must get asked this all the time. And I just did it as a throwaway thing, really, not ever thinking that I would get any kind of response. Put my phone number on the bottom, as I do on, on a number of my emails, and sent it off. And today, this guy phones me up. He actually phones me up and he speaks to me on the phone for a whole hour. And it was absolutely riveting. What a top guy, really nice fella to speak to. And, he said to me that even though he's now on his third book, he still can't get over the letters and the emails and everything that he has from people saying how much they've enjoyed his books. And he said that my email was one of the best he's ever received. And then he told me a story. And the story goes like this, that one of his hobbies has always been metal detecting, as an aside from the work he's done for the police and so on. Metal detecting is one of the things he likes to do. And so one year they went on this metal detecting sort of holiday type thing, and they were told that they'd had some the place where they went had had some correspondence from a blind lady who was into metal detecting, and they wanted people to just keep an eye on her or whatever. And he met this lady, and she turned up with her camping equipment and a guide dog and, you know, all that, and the metal detector. She was called Jack. And anyway, they made friends, her and him and his wife, Christine. And towards the end of the time they were there, he got a really clear indication from his metal detector that there was going to be some hammered silver under the ground. And so he let this girl, Jack, test with her machine, and then he dug up the best hammered silvered coin he'd found in all his years of metal detecting. And what does he do? He gives it to her. Well, you know, once you've spoken to Martin, you would never have expected any different, because that's just the kind of man that he is. You know, we're talking here about a Bobby who, you know, took children to farms in his spare time, kids that had never seen animals or never had much contact with animals, took them to farms, that did a whole load of other community stuff as well as the policing. And so anyway, when he wrote his books, which he wrote, by the way, because he wanted to preserve his memories before anything bad happened to him, because he's 72 now. And one of his sons told him that he should do this before, you know, before anything happened and he died or whatever. He started off with a little publishing company, and he then got a phone call from Little Brown, who publishes his books now, who said, we've bought the right to your book. And as part of the deal, he negotiated that they would produce his book in audio for him. And he said he did it because if this Jack was ever around and she knew he'd written a book, he'd like to think that she would be able to read it. And then, of course, he gets me and Jack saying that we'd heard the book on audio and how pleased we were with it and everything. And he said it made his day, and it made him cry as well, he said. I mean, what a lovely admission is that, you know, to say that. And he said it was one of the hardest things, putting the book into audio, that he'd ever had to do. Because, for one thing, some of the parts of the book are quite emotive, and, you know, he was in tears a couple of times as he was reading, because the experiences are still very vivid to him, like when he writes about being in a getting people out of a fire and things, and some of them not surviving. I don't want to give all the details of the book away. And, you know, so he had to redo bits and different things. But he said one of the funny things was, because there's a little bit of swearing in the book, they told him that he would have to, he would have to swear. And he said, well, I can't swear. You know, some old ladies listening to this, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be not very nice. But they said, no, you've got to read it as is, which is, you know, is how it should be done. And that's what he did. But he didn't get paid, you know, for putting this book into audio at all. The no money changed hands for that. It was all done in his spare time. Well, the two books that he's put into audio, all done in his spare time. Totally amazing. And apparently that audio book, I think it was in a magazine somewhere like the Sunday Times or something like that, it came ninth alongside, you know, the likes of Stephen Fry and all that kind of thing. One of the things speaking to Martin has made me decide is that I will write a follow-up article about Alice to my puppy article. I'll sit down and I will write it. And even if it never gets published, I've got it there. But I will send it off to the Our Dogs magazine and write it and see if they want to do it as a follow-up, even though it's been a while now since I wrote the last one. I'm just totally blown away by the whole thing. What an absolutely top guy. Really, really is. It's made my day. I should also mention, by the way, that Martin wanted to know all about Jack and me, how we use the computer, you know, how we cope with life. Did we have a carer? How did it all work for us as blind people? And he asked in such a nice way. You know, he genuinely wanted to know. And I love people like that. I really, really do. And we had some laughs as well. What a brilliant day. What's recording?